وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and your family and to all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. We were still continuing with the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and when Yusuf alayhi salam was enticed by Zulaykha, we did those particular details yesterday, and then Yusuf alayhi salam made a proclamation, a supplication to Allah, and he said that instead of falling into this evil, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ He said, Oh my Rabb, the prison is dearer to me than that adultery to which these women are calling me. So he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that As-sijnu ahabbu ilayya, that I prefer the sijn, the prison. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen such that he went into prison. So فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنَّ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ So his Rabb accepted his prayer to preserve his chastity and turn their plot away from him. Undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-hearing and all-knowing. Then after reviewing the evidence, proving Yusuf alayhi salam's innocence, it occurred to the ministers that they should imprison him for a while to silence the rumors that had been spreading. And two youths entered the prison with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. One was the king's baker and the other served drinks to the king. They were both in prison because one of them attempted to poison the king and blamed the other. Realizing that Yusuf alayhi salam was a noble man who understood the interpretation of dreams, one of them, the one who served drinks, said, Indeed, I see myself in a dream squeezing wine. And the other one, the baker, he said, I see myself carrying bread on my head, from which birds are eating. So they requested Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabbi'na bita'wili, inform us of the interpretation. We truly see you to be amongst the righteous. Inna naraka min al-muhsinin. So seizing this opportunity to teach them about Tawheed, Yusuf alayhi salam, he replied to them, and he said, I shall inform you of the interpretation before the food provided for you arrives. This is from the knowledge that my Rabb has taught me. I have discarded the religion of those people who do not believe in Allah and who reject the Akhirah. So he's already giving them the da'wah and he's telling them his standpoint. And he said, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبُ I have adopted the religion of my forefathers who are Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, and Yaqub alayhi salam. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ It is not correct for us to ascribe any partners to Allah. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ He says, this understanding of Tawheed is from the favors upon us and upon all people, but most people are ungrateful and refuse to accept it. So the first da'wah that the Anbiya alayhi salam gave their nations and their people was a da'wah towards Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prior to that, if we also look at our kalima, we say La ilaha illallah, we have to negate everything, any concept of godhood in any form, whatever it may be, is all must be expelled from our minds. There's only one thing that remains with us, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illallah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the da'wah that Yusuf alayhi salam gave these youths, these two youths. And he said, ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء. We cannot ascribe any partner to Allah. So إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shirk is a very, very great injustice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive the sin of shirk that a partner be ascribed unto him. But other than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon any sin. Right. So then he said, O my two present companions, are numerous gods better or Allah, who is the one and the almighty? Ya sahibi sijn. You know, my companions in the prison. Arbabum mutafarriquna khayr amillahul wahidul qahar. The one and only Almighty is He, you know, better. So he asked them this question, istifhamiyah, which means that definitely Allah is the one who is better. Ma ta'buduna min dunihi illa asma'an sammaytumuha antum wa aba'ukum ma anzalallahu biha min sultan in al-hukmu illa lillah amara an la ta'budu illa iyyah dhalika ad-din al-qayyim walakin aktsara an-nas la ya'lamun. Besides him, you worship only names that you and your forefathers have named without any revealed authority from Allah. In many instances, you will find that people just take on to the religion of their fathers and their grandfathers. And when they were steeped deep in shirk, then you find that their offspring also go in the very, very same direction. So the decision rests only with Allah. This is the rule. He has commanded that He only be worshipped. So tell all our friends, people that we know, non-Muslims, and tell Muslims also alike, that it's only Allah that must be worshipped. There's no grave worship, there's no other worship in deen. It's only the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the right deen. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. But most people, the kuffar, they do not know it. Now he gives the interpretation. He says, Oh my two present companions, is for one of you, he will serve wine to his master, as he has been doing, because he is innocent of the alleged crime. Right? So both went into prison, right, for an alleged crime. As for the other, the baker, he will be put to death. He will be crucified, and birds will eat from his head after his death. So the decision has been passed regarding the matter you have inquired from me. So it was the baker that was conniving to have the king killed. And so the decision was passed according to regarding the matter that you have inquired from me, as Yusuf alayhi salam gave them the interpretation of the dream. So he, Yusuf alayhi salam, told the one whom he expected would be freed, mention me to your master. Tell the king about me being imprisoned for something I did not do. However, Shaitan caused him to forget mentioning Yusuf alayhi salam to his master, and Yusuf alayhi salam remained in prison for a few more years. So one day the king said to his ministers, I see in a dream 7 fat cows being eaten by 7 thin cows and 7 green ears of corn and others that are dry. O my ministers, furnish me, give me an interpretation for my dream, if you are indeed able to interpret dreams. So, unable to understand the meaning of the dream, they replied, these are only confused dreams and nightmares you are having. We have no knowledge concerning the interpretation of confused dreams. So, the released one of the two convicts, you know, the person who served drink to the king, recalling Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, after a considerable period, said, I shall inform you of the interpretation, so send me to the prison to fetch Yusuf. So, arriving at the prison, this person said, Oh Yusuf, oh most truthful, inform us about the 7 fat cows being eaten by 7 lean and thin cows and 7 green ears of corn and others that are dry, so that I may return to the people and they can be enlightened. So Yusuf alayhi salam replied to them. He said, you will farm for 7 consecutive years, symbolized by the 7 fat cows and the 7 green ears of corn. Leave whatever crops you harvest in their ears, except what you require for eating. So use only what is necessary and store the rest. So this is also permissible, that if you keep some provision for yourself, you know, for better times. So thereafter, 7 difficult years of drought will follow, symbolized by the 7 thin cows and the 7 dry ears of corn, so that you will consume, which the people shall eat, all you would have stored for them for the years of drought, except the little that you leave, the leftovers. So thereafter, a year will follow in which abundant rains will fall for the people, and they will squeeze juices, you know, because there will be so much abundant produce. So when the king was informed about the interpretation, he was pleased, and the king said, bring him to me. So when the messenger came to Yusuf alayhi salam, he told him, return to your master and ask him what is the condition of the women who cut their hands. So indeed, my Rabb is well aware of that plot. So Yusuf alayhi salam wanted the king to clear his name with the public before coming out of prison. So the king called for the women and asked, what is your version when you attempted to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam against his will? So they replied and they said, Allah is pure, we do not know of any evil in him, he is innocent. The wife of the minister, her name was Zulaikha, she said, the truth is now out, I attempted to seduce him against أَنَ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So she had to confess to this truthfulness of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. She said, the truth is now out, I attempted to seduce him against his will, and he is of the truthful. So when Yusuf alayhi salam was informed about the admission, he said, this declaration of my innocence was done so that the minister may know that I did not betray him in his absence, the trying to seduce his wife. So so that all the people may know that without doubt Allah does not promote the plot of the betrayers. Wa anna Allah la yahdi kaidal khainin. And then inshallah al-aziz, we will continue with the next part of the story, which brings us to the end of the story, where Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is reunited with his brothers. So it is a very, very beautiful story, a lot of meanings, and some of our ulama have written volumes on the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and different facets and different aspects that can be learned from this year. Allah willing, inshallah, in the future, we could delve into those particular subjects as well. In the end, it just teaches us one thing, to do what is right, and to stay away from what is wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.